This is Diane Roberts bringing you writing from Florida State University. Diane Neary is an award-winning PhD candidate at FSU and teaches creative writing in the Florida prison system.
April 27, 2017, Varner, Arkansas. Before Kenneth Williams was a minister, before he was a poet, he called himself the devil's son-in-law. Kidnapped into a gang at 9 years old, Kenneth had murdered 4 people by the time he was 20. The city coroner says Kenneth's is the execution they're waiting on. But Kayla, the daughter of one of his victims, is pleading for the governor to spare his life. When she flies his daughter to Arkansas to spend his final day on Earth with him, the girl's airport embrace is a twinned suffering, a sisterhood born of the pain of absent fathers. The son-in-law of Satan has long since buried himself beneath the wreckage of a former life to be resurrected Minister Kenneth Williams, carving a home out of the darkness of death row. He fills it with his Bible. Kayla fills it with forgiveness. Observers fill it with judgment or the silence of complicity. His final apology addresses Kayla. The act of grace, forgiveness, and mercy you demonstrated, not even old Beelzebub himself could withstand such a blast of glorious light and continue to walk in darkness. The body lurches violently for 3 minutes. The governor declares the execution flawless, and Kenneth Williams dies his second death in one lifetime.